The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound comes out to Journey Erickson. Erickson pushes it up the floor with the Mustangs. Tries to stay out of the double team. On the baseline, they'll get it to Monroe. Siler into the paint. The shot up. The shot good for Dakota Jameson. And he is fouled.
Tonight, week two of the winter sports season begins in Exdell as the Wildcats welcome in the Silver Lake Mustangs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ball knocked away. Steal is made. Kit Wells coming up the floor with it. Takes it right into the defender and lays it up and in. And back-to-back buckets for Axtell. Takes the lead back out to five.
Axtell is off to a 2-0 start on the season while Silver Lake split their games on opening weekend. It's the Mustangs and Wildcats coming up next. But first, a new TechSeed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Axtell High School. The New Tech Seed pregame show brings us into the boys' portion of tonight's doubleheader as the Wildcats take on the Mustangs of Silver Lake. We had a very exciting girls' game tonight that in the end went to the Lady Mustangs, 50-45 over Axtell. Game that went back and forth and actually a 12-point lead for Silver Lake in the third quarter. Axtell went on an 18-4 run, had a 2-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and then Silver Lake shut them down, outscored them 10-3 to win the game tonight. Both teams are now 2-1. Sydney Scupa, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Sydney Parr, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Jocelyn Grable, 10 points, or 12 points, 9 rebounds for Silver Lake. For Axtell, both Hannah Kring and Season Melema had 12, and Reagan Miller had 11. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for our boys' game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Mustangs of Silver Lake, everybody's back, plus a couple more from last year. Number 5 is a 5'6" senior, Journey Erickson. Number 11, 6-foot sophomore, Dakota Jameson. Number 23, a 5'5 sophomore, Skylar Erickson. Number 31, a 6'1 senior, Siler Monroe. And number 33, a 5'8 junior, Quentin Journey. The head coach of the Mustangs is Terry Bauer, assisted by Nathan Dietz. They're 1-1, losing to Deschler and beating Heartland Lutheran. For Axtell, number 20 is a 6'3" junior, Adam Lundeen. Number 21, a 5'9 junior, Cody Nickel. Number 23, a 6'4 senior, Marcus Kring. Number 24, a 6'1 junior, August Fischel. And number 50, 6'4 junior, Sturgis Hansen. Head coach of the Wildcats is Andy Klepper, assisted by Eric Havronik. They're 2-0, a big comeback on opening night to beat Pleasanton by 2, and then taking care of Bertrand the very next night. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to get it going here with Monroe up against Kring. The jump ball is going to be won by Sturgis Hansen, reaching over the top of everyone to grab that basketball. And it will be a zone defense by the Mustangs to start it off. Kring with a little hop step into the lane. Shot no good. Got his own rebound and lays it up and in. Marcus Kring on the offensive putback. And Axtell scores on their opening possession, and it is 2-0. Silver Lake wants to spread the floor a little bit here against this taller Axtell team. Pull-up jumper right wing, 15-footer, no good for Quentin Journey. Hansen will get the rebound. Outlet pass, Kring tries to beat everybody back and does. So two quick buckets here for Marcus Kring, and Axtell is up 4-0. Silver Lake quickly up the floor. They're going to take a three-pointer on the left wing. It is no good by Journey Erickson, and it goes over the backboard and out of bounds. So two quick trips up and down the floor, and it's 4-0. Axtell, the smaller Mustang team, but they do have Monroe at 6'1 and 6 foot there for Jamison. They're going to have to box out. Three-pointer on the way by Lundeen is no good. The ball goes out of bounds off the Mustangs. Axtell is going to get up their share of shots tonight. And Coach Klepper saying they played so much better defensively Friday than when we saw them Thursday against Pleasanton, where they had to score the last 14 of the game just to win by two. Here's the right-hand corner, Nickel, 12-footer, good. Of course, when you're stroking them down like that, it helps. They did not do that so much on Thursday, and here's a hand check foul on August Fischel. First of the game, and it is quickly 6-0 in favor of the Wildcats. We're just a minute in to our boys' varsity game. It'll be Journey Erickson to throw it in near midcourt. Excuse me, Skylar Erickson. Skylar will throw it in to the right-hand corner to Journey. So you've got a Quentin Journey and a Journey Erickson who will tie the tongue a couple of times tonight. Now it's Siler Monroe. Monroe double-teamed. His double-clutch shot is going to be blocked out of bounds by Marcus Kring. Mustangs will take it out on their own baseline here, looking for their first points of the game. Looking for the backdoor cut, not there. Get into the right-hand corner, Journey Erickson. He weaves his way through, knifes it up, and good. Nice job by Journey Erickson to get Silver Lake on the board. 6-2, Axtell, 90 seconds into the ball game. Down to Hansen, double-teamed, working it around the perimeter. Here's Nickel again from the left side. His shot no good, and over the back going to be called here on Adam Lundeen, who came crashing down the paint. His first and the team's second. 6-2, and Silver Lake will bring it up here, pick up a little pressure at midcourt. Marcus Kring, August Fischel, trying to pick their men up at a man-to-man. And across the timeline will be Monroe with a left-hand dribble, cross over to the high post, behind the back, got by his man, scoops it up and in. That's all individual effort there from Monroe, and it's 6-4. So the first three buckets, Axtell, the next two by the Mustangs, playing in a 1-3-1 zone. Up top, here's another three, Lundeen. That one is nothing but twine. Adam Lundeen makes it 9-4. As Monroe pulls up for three at the other end, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Sturgis Hansen. It's always so cool when you can see them exchange buckets, no matter who it is, college, high school, boys, girls. That time it didn't happen. Hansen walks in the paint. He started to make a move, and I think he just kind of got tripped. He was trying to step through the double team and just got the big foot turned around, and that'll be the first turnover of the basketball game. Silver Lake into the front court. Monroe guarded by Fischel. Throws it over the head of his teammate Skylar Erickson out here at the wing and gives the ball right back to Axtell. 9-4 early going here. Axtell has jumped out to the lead. 2.5 minutes into our boys' contest. Don't forget Sandy Creek and Adams Central also playing tonight. 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And our games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nickel's shot is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Dakota Jamison. It's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. And Silver Lake will maintain the possession as they trot the ball into the front court and hand it off to the point guard, Journey Erickson. Looking to get Monroe open off a couple of picks. He was wide open. He finally gets the ball to him, but by that time he's covered. Over here on the right wing, they go to Journey. Quentin one-on-one trying to work Lundeen. Won't give him the baseline. Now Journey picks up his dribble. Gives it off to Erickson. Skyler back up top to Journey Erickson. And they'll reset it here. Silver Lake showing some good discipline. Now crossover dribble Erickson down the lane. Scoops it up, scores, and fouled. They got him watching all the picks, and then Erickson just exploded off the dribble and gets his second bucket, a chance for a three-point play. The foul will go on the Wildcats' Sturgis Hansen, his first and the team's third. First free throw of the ball game belongs to Journey Erickson of the Mustangs, and he'll put it up and in. 5 points here in the early going for Journey. 9-7 Axtell. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Lundeen will trot the ball up the floor, swing it over on the right wing to Kring. Kring back to Lundeen. Top of the key three. Off the heel, no good. High in the air to grab the rebound is going to be Monroe. Outlet pass nearly turned over, and then it is turned over in transition. The Mustangs trying to get up the floor quickly. And the ball got there before the player did. Back over to Axtell. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Holstein, and Keene, our friends down there. Hildreth, Wilcox, Heartland, wherever you're listening today. A lot of little towns up and down the road here. And they all come together to make our fine schools as Fischel, 16-footer left corner, no good. Nickel battling to get the rebound, and a foul finally going to be called. Cody Nickel got the rebound, and poor Quentin Journey, he was after him, he was after him, he was after him, and he could never get the ball, and eventually they fell down, and it was because he caught his ankle. First foul on the Mustangs. And now, for some reason, we've got a discussion between the officials about something. And a technical foul is being issued here against Axtell because evidently they forgot to take off some jewelry. And I don't know if it was one of those rubber or plastic wristbands that you see. And you could tell Cody Nickel probably just forgot about it. And so with the technical on Nickel, free throws coming up. And the first one, Siler Monroe, is no good. And the second free throw is up, and it's good. And the bad part about that timing is it would have been Axtell ball, so they lose the ball as well. And it'll belong to Silver Lake. 9-8 now. Axtell with a one-point lead. 4:05 to go first quarter. Mustangs have the basketball and a chance to take their first lead after falling down 6-0. With it is Journey Erickson dribbling in place. Defense not tight enough to get a five-second count on, so he's still dribbling. Swing it over here to Quentin Journey. Journey, ball fake, dribbles into left-hand corner, dishes it off to Erickson. He moves in again. Scoop shot that time, no good. Offensive rebound rejected down low by Nickel off the offensive rebound of Quentin Journey. Out of bounds to Silver Lake, and they'll throw it in again quickly, wasting no time. They'll go to Skylar Erickson, and he'll drive it. Missed it. Hit the iron on the way up. Rebound brought down by Parker Siss, who checked in during that break. Into the front court, they go to Kring. Kring drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Fischel. Up top, Lundeen, right side of the key. Now rotated into the left-hand corner. Nickel back to Siss. Pulls up for the long-range jumper. It's no good. Long rebound deflected all the way back out to Siss. To Lundeen, who then almost throws it away. Luckily, it hit the official, or it would have been gone. Nickel runs it down. Reset to Kring in the post. Got his man in the air. Dribble, stepped up and under. Draws the foul. Can't finish. He'll get two free throws. Nice move that time, and a foul called on Siler Monroe, his first, and the team's second. At the line to shoot two will be Marcus Kring. He's got four of his team's 9 points. 9-8 Axtell, 3:07 to go, first quarter. Girls game tonight, it was Silver Lake 50, Axtell 45. Free throw up and in. Kring with five, going for six right here. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Kring hits them both, 11-8. Axtell up by three. As the Mustangs bring it into the front court against the man-to-man, Journey Erickson working there on Nickel, trying to get a pick set. Erickson fights through it. Nickel back out. Erickson picks the ball up. Skip pass over here on the right wing to Dakota Jameson. The sophomore gets it on the post to Journey Erickson. Double team back out in the corner to Skyler. He'll quickly give it to Journey. Quentin comes down. Reverse layup. Stuffed. No good. Off the bottom of the rim. Rebound brought down by Cody Nickel. So the smaller Mustang team is getting to the rack, but having to take some tough shots as Lundeen pulls up from 12 left baseline. No good. It comes hard off the iron and fighting for it. We're going to get a jump ball. Marcus Kring tied up down low by Skylar Erickson. And the arrow points the way of Silver Lake. Checking in for the Cats will be number 44, Colton Maxwell. He had a big bucket in that comeback Thursday night down the stretch against Pleasanton. as they really made a run in the fourth quarter. So the Mustangs now in control of the basketball. Dribbling in place, Siler Monroe waiting for some movement. Now decides to drive, throw up a tough shot. And a rebound brought down by Marcus Kring. Kring will bring the ball up the floor, bounce pass from right to left, picked up by Nickel. Fires it back down the baseline to Maxwell. The big fella takes a little jump hook that's no good. Jamison will grab the loose ball. Up the floor they go to Journey. Back to Monroe. Siler through two, through three, throws it up, no good. Offensive rebound. Dakota Jamison got another one. He'll drive the baseline, and his 8-foot floater is good. First bucket for Dakota Jamison on the offensive rebound. 11-10 Axtell. 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. Sis picks up his dribbled official. Back to Sis, left wing. Playing catch around the left perimeter. Down the baseline to Kring. Hanson's out of the game to Nickel. Left elbow, 15-foot jumper, good. Nickel's second bucket. As the teams exchange hoops. Approaching the 1 minute mark here of the first quarter. Monroe fires it over to Journey. Quinton outside the arc, gives it off. The drive and shot won't bounce in for Skylar Erickson, but a foul. Let's see if it was before the shot or not. Says they was, so a hand check grab in there. Hanson comes back in. The foul is called on Maxwell, his first, and the team's fifth. Silver Lake will throw it out to midcourt. Back to the point guard, Journey Erickson. 13-10 Axtell by three, trying to pick and roll. Monroe is covered that time by Fischel, so he'll get it over to Erickson. Skyler back on the wing to Journey. Journey wants to drive. He likes taking his man off the dribble. This time Parker Sis won't let him go, so he goes all the way back out to midcourt. Still dribble, now decides to go down the lane. Another scoop shot, no good. The posts are doing a good job of collapsing. Rebound brought down by Sis, and Sis is into the front court with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. In the hands of Kring, wants to work one-on-one against Erickson. Skip pass back over to Fischel to Maxwell on the baseline. Good ball movement around the perimeter with 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Fischel, ball fake to the right elbow, back to Sis, takes it right down the middle of the paint. The scoop shot is good. They left it open, and Sis scores. 8 seconds to go. Monroe into the front court. Pulls up, takes a long, long three. It is off the mark and out of bounds. And actually leaves 2.5 seconds for the Wildcats to try and chuck one up here. See how Silver Lake plays them defensively. Marcus Kring will throw it in. And if they throw it short, it's going to go to Cody Nickel. And he will throw it underneath to Lundeen, but he can't get the shot away. Boy, they almost covered the court there in 3 seconds. But that is the end of the first quarter of play here in Axtell. The Wildcat boys lead Silver Lake 15-10. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry from Axtell, where the Wildcats will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it by a score of 15-10 over Silver Lake. We'll give you some numbers in a minute, but Nichols open from 16, and he hits it. The lefty strokes another one. He and Marcus Kring each have 6 here in the first quarter and a few seconds. Silver Lake has 5 from Journey Erickson. And here's Siler Monroe, drives, good pass underneath, then a pump fake foul. Journey Erickson will head to the line to shoot 2. He had 2 players ready to hammer it. Sturgis Hanson did, but the foul was on Lundeen. Second on Lundeen, that's 6 fouls on Axtell, 2 so far for Silver Lake. And the first free throw by Journey Erickson spins in. 2 for 2 at the line, 6 points. Turnovers in the first quarter, pretty good. Silver Lake 2, Axtell 1. Rebounds, Axtell 10, Silver Lake 6. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3, Axtell, 0 of 3, Silver Lake. Free throw shooting, Axtell 2 of 2, Silver Lake 2 of 3. Second free throw now for Journey Erickson. It's on the way, and it's short that time. Rebound grabbed by the man that committed the foul, Lundeen. He'll bring the ball up the floor and give it off to Parker Siss. Siss down on the left-hand corner. Nichols feeling it. 17-footer. That time won't go. Sturgis Hansen couldn't quite grab it. Comes out to Skyler Erickson. Doesn't have numbers, so he'll pull it up at midcourt. Gives it to Blake Meyer, who's checked in. Into the corner, Jamison. 15-footer, no good. Meyer's going to run down a rebound. Second chance opportunity. Gives it to Monroe. Monroe is going to get hip-checked as he takes it to the hoop. And that'll be a 1-1 now. And the foul is on Parker Siss, his first. So at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Sadler Monroe. He's 1 of 2 at the line, 3 points, 1 rebound. Substitution coming in now for Silver Lake. Corey Conway is going to check in. Jamison checks out. So you've got Meyer, Conway, both of the Ericksons, and Siler Monroe. Monroe now front end of the 1-1 on the way, and it rolls in. Second free throw coming on a bonus. Again, don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5, as they're taking on Lincoln tonight at home. Second free throw, Monroe, no good. Colton Maxwell will grab the rebound. Maxwell, Nickel, Hansen, Siss, and Fischel, August Fischel, on the floor. A minute into the second quarter, 17-12. Axtell leads Silver Lake by 5. Down low, they got it to Hansen. Now he's behind the backboard, and a reach-in foul going to be called on one of the bench players here. Looks like it'll go on Corey Conway. His first. Kring back in for Axtell. Journey back in for Silver Lake. Kring to inbound it underneath his own hoop. And Hansen at the left elbow grabs it. Doesn't want that jump shot. Takes it back outside. Siss starts to penetrate. And is going to be cut off there by Journey. Back over to Kring. 17-footer, no good. Fight for the rebound. A foul going to be called. Corey Conway had his hand on it. And Cody Nickel commits the foul. So he has 2, Lundeen has 2, 6:45 remaining here in the second quarter of play. And at the line, Corey Conway, the sophomore just checked in a moment ago. He's got a chance here with a 1-1. And the free throw is up and no good. And high in the air, Sturgis Hansen will grab his third rebound. Up the floor comes Axtell trying to get a little momentum going again. Kring up top. Happy feet, got rid of it over the right wing. Nickel to the right elbow, pulls up over two players. No good, long rebound. Parker Siss got it, laid it up, scored. The length of Axtell has benefited them about 3 times here as Meyer got free, tries to wrap it around and lost the basketball, threw it right off the foot of Corey Conway. And that'll be the third turnover here for Silver Lake. Don't forget more basketball coming your way Thursday here on Classic Hits, a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader, St. Paul, Atwood River, and on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, the Adams Central girls will be at Kearney Catholic. Nickel, high post, Kring, bounce pass, Hansen spins and lays it in. They spread the floor, and Hansen gets his first bucket of the ball game. The lead now up to 9, the largest. Monroe, quick shot at the other end, no good. Rebound brought down by Silver Lake, and Hansen is going to block the shot of Journey Erickson. They'll run it down to the corner, and Silver Lake will get one more opportunity. Monroe drives. He's not scared. Left baseline and rolls it over the rim. He got way up there. Siler with 6 points. 21-14. Axtell into the corner. Here's a long-range two-pointer from Fischel. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Siss. They were probably over the back. But Siss will get the benefit, and he will get the offensive putback. 23-14. Journey Erickson into the front court. Both teams get it up the floor quickly. But the Mustangs just haven't been able to attack the taller Axtell Wildcats in transition. Thinking about the three, Monroe pulls it down over Jamison. He'll hit a three. Dakota with his second bucket. A deuce and a three. The first three of the game here for the Mustangs. Pulls him within 6, 23-17. Fischel, the trailer this time. Back over to Siss. Skip pass into the corner to Nickel against the zone defense, and now Fischel's open from 13. It rattled all the way around. No good. Rebound brought down by Monroe. Seiler outlet pass. Open is Meyer. Missed the layup, and Sturgis Hansen tips it back to himself. Up to Kring. Wants to run. Couple of steps and scores. 8 points for Marcus Kring, and Axtell after the make is going to call a timeout. 4:38 to go in the second quarter of play. And your score is Axtell 25, Silver Lake 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska-Land National Bank.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back. Long here at Axtell. Pleased to have you with us. As we get ready to move along here in quarter number two. With the score, Axtell 25 and Silver Lake 17. Silver Lake with the basketball. Keeping it around the perimeter here, not challenging the big boys, and the ball got away from Jamison. Colton Maxwell with the steal. He tried to go all the way, but he's not a point guard. They give it off to Kring, and he walked. Good call. Second turnover for Axtell. The teams exchange turnovers, and it comes right back into the hands of Silver Lake. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, recap the girls' game, which Silver Lake won tonight, 50-45, and again, kind of recap what's coming up here in the next week. Plenty of sports on our network of stations, including the NFL on Sunday on ESPN Radio, and almost bowl season as Monroe takes a tough jumper from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Parker Siss. That's his game-high fifth. Into the front court, pestering him is Blake Meyer. Almost got the steal, but couldn't finish. Down to Hansen, double team, gets it to Maxwell. He is grabbed, and the layup is good. Colton Maxwell, a chance at the three-point play here. They double-teamed Hansen, so that left somebody unaccounted for, and it was Colton Maxwell with his first bucket. Foul is called on Skyler Erickson, his first, and the team's fourth. 10-point lead now for the Wildcats, trying to make it 11. And Maxwell will fire it up, and good. So the three-point old-fashioned play, an 11-point lead, the largest of the game for Axtell. Skyler Erickson into the front court, gives it off to Journey. Journey Erickson looking for the high pick, and a hand check fouls. He starts to take it to the hoop. This is where Silver Lake could get back into the game, from the free throw line. They are using their quickness at the guard position, and they're starting to get in a little foul trouble for Axtell. They're getting much more than you challenge their depth a little bit. Parker Siss with his second. Three players with two fouls, but you got to make the free throws. Journey Erickson's 2 of 3 at the line, and he's got the front end of a 1-and-1 coming up right here, and it is good. Nothing but net for Erickson. 28-18. Axtell by 10. 3.5 to go here in quarter number two. Second free throw, good. And it's 28-19. Parker Siss across the timeline. Of course, don't forget tomorrow night, Nebraska men's basketball, an Incarnate Word team that's 5-1 out of Texas. Maybe better than most of those slugs that you get at this time of the year. As Hansen, turnaround jumper, rolls off the rim, no good, and is swatted out into the hands of Parker Siss. He'll now try a three, and it's in and out, no good. Fighting for the loose ball, it ends up in the hands of Maxwell. Maxwell kicks it out for an 18-footer that Kring will bury. Into double digits now for Marcus Kring. He's got 10. Too many opportunities there for Axtell. Mustangs are right in there battling for it, but they're just not quite as tall. Ball's kicked, and we'll have to re-enter it here with 2:48 to go. Second quarter, 30-19, Axtell. But in the girls' game tonight, we saw a 12-point lead evaporate. So a lot of game left. Crossover, baseline, Journey Erickson tries to leave it off here for Jamison. Back to Journey, ball fake, back into the paint, and he is mauled. Two free throws coming up. And it's going to be on Marcus Kring, his first. And back to the line, Journey Erickson. They are running offense, but when they don't get it to work, they're not afraid to put it in Erickson or Monroe's hands to take it to the hoop and draw the contact. First free throw up. Good deep knee bend. Good. Erickson now 4 of 5 at the line here in this quarter. Has a second free throw coming up. And it's on the way and won't go. Rebound brought down by Kring. Up the floor quickly, but Silver Lake's back defensively. Off the official. Back to Kring. Top of the circle. One dribble. Lobs it to the baseline. Maxwell. Hot potatoes it to Fischel over on the right side. He'll go to Sis all by himself, except for the defenders. Skip pass again. Back down to Hansen. A little turnaround jump shot. Good defense. Shot no good. And the rebound brought down by Siler Monroe. That's how you defend the much bigger man. And at the other end, Erickson gets free and scores. Journey picks up the bucket. He's got 11, and the lead is at 8, 30-22. At the other end, Axtell almost stole it away. It is stolen away. Stepping in front is going to be Quentin Journey. He tries to go to the other end, hands it off. The scoop shot is good by Skylar Erickson. And here comes Silver Lake. Time out. Axtell and Cody Nickel and Adam Lundin are right back in for Coach Andy Klepper. So, 5 straight points, 30-24. Axtell still has the lead. Timeout on the floor. We're under 2 minutes to go here in quarter number two. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
It's Axtell ball out of the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. They take a very quick shot. No good that time by Nickel. Rebound brought down by Monroe. He dishes it off. Layup good. Skylar Erickson. And so out of the timeout, the momentum stays for the moment with Silver Lake. They've scored 7 in a row. And the Wildcats need to be patient here. Slow it down. Instead, they take a 23-footer. It's no good. Ball tipped around. It's loose in the paint. It's going to be picked up by Journey Erickson. That cannot be what Axtell wanted out of the timeout, but here's Cody Nickel to step in and make the steal and get it back here for the Wildcats. Over to Cody Nickel. Pulls up from 12. No good. Long rebound. Out of bounds. Officials confer, and they're going to give it to Axtell. Coach Klepper calls a timeout, and the first guy that touches it shoots it both times. When you're probably trying to set something up. Inbounds play to Nickel over on the right wing. They're moving it around the perimeter, trying to get Kring and Hansen, the bigger boys, the basketball. And Kring tries to dump it into Hansen, but it's knocked away. Fourth turnover for Axtell. Up the floor, Erickson lobs it down to Monroe. He was going to go out of bounds, but made a nice play. Knocked out of bounds, Kring. While he was in the air, he located where Skylar Erickson was, tried to get it to him, and then it was deflected out. They'll take it in underneath their own hoop. And then Skylar over the top of everybody. Klepper is going to, Fischel's going to get the steal. Go to the other end and score, and you heard the tweet. How about a three-point play? And right back into it now, Axtell. That'll stop the 7-0 run here by Silver Lake. And the foul called on Siler Monroe, his second. And kind of like the girls, the boys not overly deep. A little deeper for Axtell. Seconds remaining here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Now the free throw by August Fischel, and it's good. His first 3 points of the ball game. Axtell 33, Silver Lake 26. Monroe into the front court. Stops his dribble. Gets it to the cutter. Erickson in the paint. Three men collapse and another foul. They do such a good job of spreading the floor, finding the passing lanes. There's not a whole bunch of guys that look to score here for Silver Lake. And the foul is called on Parker Siss. He has three. Free throw on the way, and it is good. Journey Erickson. This will be his ninth free throw attempt of the first half. He's currently 6 of 8. Second free throw now with 35 seconds remaining in the half. Journey Erickson is up, and it is no good. Rebound being tipped around. It ends up in the hands of Sturgis Hansen. Outlet pass to Nickel. He'll slow it up. Didn't have the numbers. Swing it on the left wing to Fischel. Takes the dribble into the paint. Tough shot. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Monroe had it. It's stripped away by Hansen, and he'll score. Sturgis Hansen won the muscle battle there, and it's an 8-point game. 35-27. 14 seconds to go into the front court. Monroe spread the floor. 10 seconds. Monroe kicks it over to the left-hand corner to Erickson. Down to the block. Quentin Journey back over Jamison. Open 12-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot at the horn after the horn. It will not count. They made the bucket with Quentin Journey, but it was after the horn. Good call by the officials. And we are at halftime. Our boys' contest through 16 minutes. It's the Axtell Wildcats 35 and the Silver Lake Mustangs 27. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlantRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to halftime here at Axtell, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, especially during this holiday season. At Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half in our boys' game, 35-27 in favor of the Axtell Wildcats. In our girls' game tonight, it was a back-and-forth affair, and Silver Lake ended up getting the victory by a score of 50-45. Silver Lake was led by Sydney Scupa with 14 points, 8 rebounds. Sydney Parr, 13 points, 10 rebounds. And Jocelyn Grable, 12 points, 9 rebounds. It's going to be balanced between those folks and those young ladies most of the season if they are going to be successful. For Axtell, pretty balanced as well. Hannah Crane, 12 points. Season Melima, 12 points and 11 points for Reagan Miller. But Axtell was 4 of 17 at the free throw line tonight and were outscored 10-3 in the fourth quarter of play and fell 50-45. Both teams are now 2-1 on the season. For Axtell, they will next be in action at Overton on Friday. And for Silver Lake, they are up to Fullerton on Friday. We'll take a look at our first half stats in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club. Whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We told you earlier tonight, Silver Lake was able to scratch out a five-point win over Axtell, and head coach Josh Drake joins us here at halftime. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Coming into Axtell and beating these girls in anything that they do is a pretty tough task.
Yeah, it's a big deal. This is a tough gym to come into and get a win. I mean, it seems like they've always got athletes running up and down here, and this year is no exception. They have a real nice ball team, and we were fortunate to get out of here with a win.
It seemed pretty simple when you watched it here. If you took care of their press, you were going to be successful, and if you held them from scoring, they couldn't put the press on. A lot of it was your half-court defense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's our foundation is our half-court defense, and if we can get things going there, we can get out and transition, and that's how we score our points right now. Our half-court offense is still a work in progress, but if we can get out in transition, play defense, we'll be all right.
You're not overly deep. How big of a concern is that? Because the girls that you play, they do a great job, but neither the boys or girls have gotten that depth that maybe they've had in the past years.
To be honest with you, I lose sleep at night over our depth. We had one of our girls roll her ankle a little bit before the JV game, and let's just say she didn't play much JV ball then. So it's a huge concern. We're trying to build depth. We're getting there, earning a little more trust with some girls, but hopefully later on down the road we can do that with some girls.
Those girls that are playing, though, take care of the ball. Tell me how you think now overall in the first three games you've even advanced from the Deschler game to what you did tonight.
The best thing is we've seen three different kinds of teams. Deschler had come out and press us a little bit, but it was a little softer pressure than we saw tonight, and we handled that really, really well. We didn't turn the ball over. We really valued possessions. And we go and we play Heartland Lutheran, where they put a little man pressure on us, and they play man-to-man in the half court. And then tonight, Axtell's up in your face with athletes getting after you a little bit, and we turned it over a little higher rate than we've been used to, but it's a different style of team, and I thought we really overcame it and responded well, especially when we needed to.
We'll just talk about the way the girls up 12, then they lose the lead, and not over a course of three quarters. They lose it in about 4 minutes, and then you just shut them down totally defensively, just one three-pointer in the fourth quarter for Axtell.
Yeah. That was a big deal. I mean, we knew that it was going to be a game of ebbs and flows, and things were going to happen, and when they got hot, they were going to get hot. So I just basically brought the girls over. I said, you have one choice to make. We can either lose this game right here, or we can go out and put together some stops and go from there. And that's what they did. I said, if they don't score 50, girls, we're going to win this game. Well, we held them to 45, and we get right to 50. So at least I wasn't a liar.
Well, big win for your girls tonight. It's a busy week. You've got two more games this week. Tell me about them.
We've got Fullerton coming up. They're new to our schedule. Got a little bit of a scouting report. I know they're really long and athletic, and they'll get after you a little bit in the full court and then drop back to a zone. Still trying to work on a little bit more scout on them. And then we play Red Cloud and Casey Fangmeyer's team, and they will grind you in the half court like nobody else in the state that we play. But basically, all I tell the girls is if we bring our defense, we pack our half court defense every game, we'll be in every game, and we can go from there.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Very balanced, and hopefully we'll see you again somewhere down the road, okay?
All right, thanks.
You bet. Josh Drake, head coach of the Silver Lake girls. They win it tonight by a score of 50-45. The boys are down right now here at Axtell by a score of 35-27. Let's take a look at some of their first half numbers while we have a moment, and we will start with Silver Lake. We have Journey Erickson doing some damage from the free throw line. He had 7 points in the second quarter, 5 in the first, so he's got 12 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Meyer, a rebound. Dakota Jamison, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Corey Conway has a rebound. Skylar Erickson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Siler Monroe has 6 points and 4 rebounds. 1 rebound for Quentin Journey and Blake Meyer. So 10 points in the first quarter, and then 17 in the second at the half, 27 points, 15 rebounds. And they have put up a ton of free throws so far in this ball game. It looks like 8 of 14. They're 1 of 4 from three-point land. 6 turnovers, foul situation. Siler Monroe, the only player with 2. For Axtell, Adam Lundeen has 1 three-pointer. He has a rebound. Cody Nichols, 6 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. Parker Siss, at this point, has 6 points, 6 rebounds. Marcus Kring, 10 points, 4 rebounds and a block. August Fischel, 3 points. Colton Maxwell, 3 points, 2 rebounds. And Sturgis Hansen, 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 15 points in the first quarter and 20 in the second quarter. For Axtell, 35 points, 21 rebounds. They are 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. They are 1 of 5 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 4 turnovers, foul situation. Siss has 3, Lundeen and Nickel have 2. 35-27, Axtell at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
We are ready to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The ball will belong to Silver Lake, trailing in this one 35-27. Their biggest deficit has been 11 points. They'll get it down to the baseline. Open little runner is in for Skylar Erickson. Again, trying to get the defense to overcommit and then burning them when they do. Fast break the other way. Silver Lake's back. Ball deflected. Can't quite make the steal. Axtell will set it up. Lundeen, pull-up jumper, straightaway 17. Got it. He loves the straightaway shot. Top of the key for 3 or step inside the arc. That's his range. At the other end, coast-to-coast shot blocked out of bounds. Cody Nichol will reject Journey Erickson. And we'll start over. Underneath their own hoop, stack everybody up at the free throw line here. Break from there. Swing it out, Monroe. Catch, shoot, 11 over everything. But getting the backside rebound, Jamison, it came so quickly that Hansen wasn't ready for it, and it doesn't matter. Silver Lake ends up turning it over. That's number 7. Kring to the trailer, Lundeen. Back to Kring. Baseline open, 10-footer. Good. Kring hits the bucket. Back-to-back buckets here. 39-29, a 10-point lead. Erickson at the other end. Tough knife through that time. Didn't have a good angle, and the rebound will be brought down by Marcus Kring. Number's not there. Kring will wait. Lundeen almost threw it right off Hansen's head. Back in the corner, Nickel. He'll miss that one. Hansen crashes the board, and out of bounds it goes to Silver Lake. Almost made it a very nice rebound, but had about an inch of tape under his toe. 39-29, Axtell just underway in the third quarter. 6:40 to go. Silver Lake would love to pull off a doubleheader road sweep. I don't know that they've ever done that. Jamison's going to try a 3, follows his shot, can't quite get it off the miss. Rebound to Hansen, his 7th. Axtell has gotten the better part of this series, especially on the boys' side. At the high post, Kring starts to drive, lost the handle, off his knee and out of bounds. It'll be an Axtell turnover, his 5th. Remember, our sports look like this the rest of the week here on Classic Hits. Thursday night, St. Paul at Wood River basketball. Friday night, Elwood at Pleasanton. Saturday afternoon at 4, the wrestling duel from the Devaney Center in Lincoln, Amherst and O'Neill. And then next Tuesday, Kearney Catholic at Ravenna Hoops. Wide open on the left side, the little scoop shot up and in. Skylar Erickson, he does what he has to make sure that it doesn't get blocked. Skylar listed at 5'5", and he doesn't want to eat one, so he gets it up there quickly. 39-31, Lundeen puts the shoulder down, drives, draws the foul, and it goes. Lundeen with a chance at a three-point play. He was a little quieter than usual in the first half and trying to rectify that right here. Third foul on Siler Monroe and first of the half. Chance at a three-point play to get that lead back up to 11 for the Cats. on the way. Hit the front of the rim, no good. Monroe will grab the ball. That's his fifth rebound. Up the floor quickly, into the baseline to Skylar Erickson, and back out to Monroe. Right wing, looking for a pick. Underneath, scoop shot is good. Boy, a lot of these are tough, tough shots, but they know how to use the glass. And Monroe now with eight, and it's 41-33. Nickel, high post, gives up the official. Back to Cody. On the left wing, ball kicked. And they'll take it out on the far side in front of some of the opposing fans. Silver Lake fans, that is. Wildcast to the high post. Kring puts his shoulder down, drives in, lost the handle. Going to end up getting a jump ball here, I think. That's exactly what we'll see. The arrow points the way of Axtell. So they'll maintain possession. 5:16 to go. Third quarter on Classic Hits, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the ball belongs to the Wildcats. Just double-checking on who the arrow should have. They'll lob it all the way out to Fischel. Top of the key, back over to Lundeen on the post to Hansen. Double-team back to Lundeen. Three, no good. And the rebound brought down by Siler Monroe after it got tipped around a little bit. Up the floor he goes to Quentin Journey. Lost the handle a little too fast. Ball's turned over. Baseball pass to the other end. Kring double-teamed. Missed the shot. Thought he was going to get fouled, and he didn't get the whistle. Siler Monroe now to the other end. Pull up three. Spins out. No good. All the way down, and it kicked out. Rebound brought down by Marcus Kring. So a lot of empty possessions here. Into the corner, Fischel. Back to Hansen. Open eight-footer straight away. No. Kring had it, and then they're going to call a foul, knocking it out of his hands. Good hustle, but they say that the foul committed by Journey Erickson, his first. And it'll be the second team foul. Both teams trying to get their air right here after these sprints up and down the floor. Lundeen uses the screen from Hansen and pulls up, shoots it over his big man, and the nine-footer is off the glass and in. And Lundeen was six in the quarter and nine of the game, 43-33 Axtell. Monroe swings it over on the left wing to Quentin Journey. Journey back up top to Jamison. They don't guard him, so he'll shoot it from the free throw line. And again, another one that rattles in and out. And the rebound brought down by Lundeen. Silver Lake not missing by much, but they need a little help from these road rims. Nickel, left corner. Back to Fischel. Kring in a high post, takes one dribble, high arching shot off the glass and in. And Kring with his second bucket of the quarter. 45-33. On a good pace right now are the Wildcats. Out on the right side of the key, Skylar Erickson up top, Jamison. Silver Lake's going to have to make a couple of buckets to stay in this one. Hands it off to Monroe. Monroe trying to isolate on Fischel. Near walk, throws it up and in. Coach Klepper thought it was a walk. And Monroe hits the bucket, and a timeout going to be called after the break by Silver Lake. It'll be their first of the game. 3:32 to go in the third quarter of play. Axtell 45, Silver Lake 35. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
A Tuesday night of high school basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bunch of girls' scores that we can report to you. Let's take a look at a couple. Bertrand over Elwood, 60-29. Ansley Litchfield over Arcadia Loop City, 49-32. Central City knocks off Centura, 41-37. Elm Creek over Alma, 44-24 in girls' play. Silver Lake tries to put on a little pressure out of the timeout. Axtell takes some time but does get across. Over on the wing, Parker Sis is back in. To Nickel. They'll go to Lundeen. He'll attack, draw the foul, and score. a rarity. The Wildcats have number 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24 out on the floor at the same time. Lundeen, Nicholsis, Kring, and Fischel. The foul called on Dakota Jamison. It'll be his first of the game. And Lundeen has stepped it up here in the third quarter. He's looking for his ninth point. And he'll get it. 12 in a game, 9 of the quarter. 48-35, that's the biggest lead tonight for Axtell. Silver Lake has Meyer back and gives it to Jamison. Short eight-footer, good. Again, they don't look at Jamison and Meyer as scorers. They overplay Erickson and Monroe, and sometimes it hurts them with the good crossover dribble and a good explosion that they have. 48-37, back cut, Nichols there, and he'll give them a little bit of their own medicine. Eighth point for Cody Nichol, 50-37. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Trying to move the ball, Erickson, down the middle of the lane. That time it is no good for Skyler. Marcus Kring will pick up the loose ball. Up the floor they come to Sis. Pulls up the three-point line. Back to Lundeen. Nobody on him, so he drives. Dishes to Nichol. 15-footer. No good. Right into the hands of Kring. And I think they might call him for a walk. That's exactly what they'll do. Kring was going to take it right up, then noticed that he was open, and then ball faked, and then slid the foot. And that's the sixth turnover for Axtell. Taking a look at some of the other girls' scores. Hampton over Osceola, 58-44 tonight. Heartland over Harvard, 35-29 in overtime. Minden beat Lexington, 58-19. Nebraska Lutheran over St. Ed. As Quentin Journey comes down the lane. Left side, left-hand layup, good. And that's the first bucket of the ball game for Quentin Journey. At the other end, Lundeen tries to answer back. Misses it first, but not the second time. Good, good hustle by Axtell. Lundeen show here in the third quarter. 52-39. Bounce pass, try to force it into that double team. It's deflected. Journey has it. It ends up in Meyer's hands on the backside, and he scores. Coach Klepper for Axtell throws his hands in the air. I don't know how much of that was planned, but a needed bucket at the other end. Kring, and he will put the layup up. That time it doesn't go. They're headed into the crowd here, and Kring gets wiped out into the Axtell bench here. And he'll pop up. He's okay. But that's one of those where you could have caught one of your teammates' knee in your ribs. They're going to take him out for a little bit of a rest. Sturgis Hansen will come in. The ball will stay the Wildcats. Good hustle, Kring. 1:37 to go, third quarter. Axtell 52, Silver Lake 41. And the Wildcats have also quit fouling. They haven't been whistled for a foul yet here in the half. Working around the perimeter, Cody Nichol right in front of us in the right-hand corner. To the right elbow, official. Back to Lundeen straight away. Three is good. The boy can't miss. What a quarter for Lundeen. 14 in the quarter, 17 in the game. And it's 55-41 at the other end. Monroe says, thank you very much. I'll answer that with a three of my own. He's got seven in the quarter and 13 in the game. 55-44, Lundeen drives, gets the double team off the nickel, left wing, goes into the corner, Fischel from 16, that one is in and out. Monroe gets the rebound, his ninth, up the floor, around the corn maze, pulls up from 12. Nickel might have got away with a reach in, no good. Rebound is thrown in by Erickson, but right into the hands of Adam Lundeen. And Nickel finally says, let's slow it down for just a second. Tries to get it to Hansen, he'll hit the cutter, Maxwell, nope. Stamping in front, stealing Skyler Erickson. Then he dribbled it through the defender's legs, goes to the other end, and draws the foul. He didn't mean to dribble it through the Axtell defender's legs. He was just turning around and headed up the floor, and that happened to be where the ball went. And now he earns a pair of free throws. Skyler Erickson goes to the line for the first time. He's got 8 points, three rebounds. The foul was called on Lundeen, his third. First of the half on Axtell. And the first free throw is up and no good. Couple other girls' scores from today. Not a whole lot left around the area that we haven't already told you about, I guess. So we'll leave it at that for now. Second free throw now coming up for Skyler Erickson. He got to the line 10 more times than Axtell in the first half. Second one no good. Hansen will grab his eighth rebound. Long outlet pass to Maxwell in the corner to Fischel. Back out to Maxwell. 30 seconds to go, and it's almost like they've now decided that they're going to play for one. This is not Axtell's style. 11-point lead. They're going to try and keep it at double digits. 15 seconds around the perimeter. Kring on the right wing. Sis is up top. Now he has it. 10 seconds. Sis now comes down the lane. Lost the handle. Back out to Kring. Over to Fischel. To Maxwell. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. A Kring three at the horn is no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Boys hoops tonight here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We go to the fourth quarter. Axtell 55, Silver Lake 44.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Twenty points in two straight quarters here for Axtell. And the Wildcats will have a 55-44 lead over Silver Lake as we head into the fourth quarter of play. And Silver Lake will get the basketball. Need a good start here to stay in the game. Monroe over Maxwell. Scoops it up. It was too strong. Offensive putback. They're going to call a foul before the offensive putback. It was a great move by Sada Monroe. But they're going to need to finish those, even if they get fouled. They're going to have to finish. Maxwell with the foul, his second. Silas Monroe at the line tonight is 2 of 4, 13 points. First free throw is up and good. 14 cuts it to 10. 12 for Journey Erickson, 8 for Skylar Erickson. For Axtell, Adam Lundeen scored 14 of his team's 20 points last quarter. He's got 17, 14 for Marcus Kring. And the second free throw also good for Silas Monroe. And it's 55-46 as Nickel brings the ball up the floor. Almost tipped away from behind. Back to Kring to Maxwell. He tries to lower his shoulder in the lane. And a foul going to be called. Maxwell hit on the arm as he was attacking the basket. And Colton had a three-point play back in the second quarter. Not much of a shooter. At least in the two games we've seen. He's in there for other reasons. And he'll get a chance to shoot two right here. And the first one is up and in, so he is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He'd only shot one free throw in his first two games. Second free throw on the way, and got them both. Looked good. So maybe Colton will turn into more of a shooter. Inbounds pass comes into the hands of Quinton Journey, and up the floor he comes with a left-hand dribble. Gives it on the elbow to Skylar Erickson, and a hand-check foul going to be called on Axtell. Now, they're okay for now. They were in some foul trouble in the first half, but this is only the third team foul of the second half. And again, you can get back in a game from that foul line. Third foul called on Cody Nichols. So he has three. Lundeen and Sis have three. Two on Maxwell. Inbounds comes in. They'll go to Erickson. Doesn't want the three. Skyler will give it to Journey. Try to get it to Monroe. It's deflected all the way over to Jameson on a lucky tip. He'll fire the three and got it. A fortuitous tip in Dakota Jameson. He's got 10 points in this ball game. The sophomore helping his squad out, 57-49. Nickel right-hand corner, passes up a shot he'd usually take against the zone. Lundeen, straightaway three, won't go. Nobody boxes out Kring, and he's got the easy putback. Marcus Kring with 16 points and 9 rebounds. Three again, Silas Monroe. Three straight now for the Mustangs, the Maroon. Starting to heat up, 59-52, 6:45 to go. Rotated around to Fischel in the left-hand corner. Back over to Nickel. Starts to drive, cut off the high post, back to Lundeen. He'll take a drive. Shot block Monroe, got it back. Ball's loose into Kring's hand. Missed it. Still loose, and we have got a whistle. Silas Monroe hung right in there. And the foul's going to end up being called on the Wildcats. And Marcus Kring will get his second, fighting for the loose ball. Great job by Sonoma Monroe on both sides of the possession that time. He'll bring it into the front court. Axtell trying to put a little more pressure on. Siler into the corner. Jamison for three, but that one came up short. That would have cut it to four, but it's no good. The rebound brought down by Adam Lundeen. It was not a bad shot. Just didn't get that one to go. Now here's a quick one. Nickel, 12-footer good. Cody's got 10. 61-52 up the floor, trying to beat him back. Journey Erickson throws it into the paint and turns it over. That's what Silver Lake can't afford. Ninth turnover, Kring to the top of the circle. To Lundeen, free throw line, two big steps. The runner no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Journey Erickson. He wants to outrace everybody. One on three, he draws the foul, threw it high off the square, and got the call. Journey put up 9 free throws in the first half and hit 6 of those, but has not scored here in the second half. Got 12 points. The foul is the 4th on Cody Nickel. 2 coming here for the senior Journey Erickson. And the first one is on the way, and it is no good. Silver Lake, 8 of 16 through 3 quarters. 2 of 3 in this quarter, 10 of 19 with one more to come. Second free throw. Journey Erickson, no, they can't afford that. Ball loose, though, and it's picked up by Silver Lake. That's Quentin Journey. Kicks it out for the jumper. It's well off the mark, and now we've got a jump ball. Quentin Journey's there again, but the arrow points the way of Colton Maxwell and Axtell as he tied up Journey. 5:44 to go in the game. It is Axtell 61, Silver Lake 52. The Mustangs have been playing from behind the whole game. As they break the press, Lundeen takes it all the way in. Shot was pretty well blocked there, and Jamison saying, hey, I got all ball, but that's not going to be the call. Foul called on Dakota Jamison, his 2nd, and the 5th team foul. Excuse me, his 3rd. And Adam Lundeen at the line. He's 1 of 2, 17 points. And the free throw is on the way, good. Don't forget, when we're all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll run down the final stats, and we'll also have an opportunity to talk to a coach or two, so stay with us. As the 2nd free throw is up, and it is in. So they hit them both, and the inbounds pass is stolen away by Fischel, and a timeout going to be called because he was about headed out of bounds. So Silver Lake just trying to toss it in, didn't see Fischel get in there. He gets the steal and the timeout. 5:32 remains in this basketball game, and the score is Axtell 63, Silver Lake 52. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
With our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Roseland, Axtell, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Axtell gets it into Hanson. He'll wheel. The little mini hook, no good. Got his own rebound. Fade away, no good. Siler Monroe will pull down his 10th rebound. 9th rebound, excuse me. Thinking about a 3, Quentin Journey passes it up to Erickson. Erickson comes down the right side, puts it too high off the glass, no good. Put back, follow, Journey Erickson. 14 points, 4 boards for Journey. 63-54. Again, we want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And to Axtell Athletic Director Brad Nelson, who's not with us here tonight. We wish him the very best in his recovery. But the rest of the crew here doing a good job as the ball's knocked away. Somehow Axtell finds it to Maxwell. His jumper no good. And then Hanson got to it first, and the foul on Quentin Journey. That'll be his 2nd. Sturgis Hanson now with 10 points. Hasn't been a big night for him offensively. And he will make his first trip to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Hanson, 1 of 8 at the line this year. Of course, they had a horrible night, opening night at Pleasanton, but that one's good. Sturgis with his 5th point. 64-54, Axtell, 4:53 to go. 2nd free throw on the way, and that one rolls in. Big fella. getting two there to help the confidence. 65-54. Monroe into the front court here for Silver Lake. They go to Fullerton on Friday. Little pick and roll passes off the mark. It's going to be on the floor and a timeout going to be called. Silver Lake, they're able to cover it. Timeout to be called. With 4:42 remaining in the ball game, 65-54, Axtell has the lead. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Don't forget, we'll be covering Kearney High basketball later this week, Friday and Saturday on ESPN Radio. The Bearcats are at Lincoln High Friday and will host Millard South Saturday. 5:45 tip time Friday, 5:15 Saturday on ESPN Radio. Silver Lake ball underneath their own hoop. Jamison wide open, takes a 15-footer short. Everybody's fighting for the ball in the Mustangs. Monroe got it, and then he's fouled. Didn't think he was going to get the call, but that was the right call. Monroe now has 10 rebounds to go along with his 18 points. The foul will be called on August Fischel, his second. Sixth team foul, so they'll inbound it. Monroe, a forced three. It might have even been blocked. Offensive rebound, though, Journey Erickson, and he's fouled, so he'll go to the line and shoot two. Axtell can't afford to get slow. I don't want to say lazy because they have definitely not been lazy at all. They just have to stay in the game here despite up 11 because Silver Lake's not going to go away. That's the third foul on Marcus Kring, and the free throw is up and in this time by Journey Erickson. He's got 15. But they have not been able to get closer than 8. 65-55. Still time, 4.5 to go. Second free throw on the way, and that is short, long rebound, and running to it is Journey Erickson after the miss. Erickson down the baseline, looking for a screen, not there. Kicks it out to Skylar Erickson, who finds Quinton Journey. To Monroe, a three here goes a long way. Even a deuce, just something to help this possession out. Almost turned over. Quinton Journey now down on the low block to Skylar Erickson. Double team gives it to Jamison, who lays it up and in. Great assist, Journey Erickson. Dakota Jamison now with a dozen points. And it's 65-57. But Axtell just keeps scoring as Lundeen takes the quick shot and draws the foul. He missed it, but a blocking foul going to be called. Lundeen changed his game here in the second half and got very, very aggressive, and it is the fourth foul on Siler Monroe. Lundeen trying to catch his breath before he shoots this free throw. Takes some time, puts it up, and it's short. You can tell they're winded a little bit here. Who can bring it home in the final 4 minutes? An 8-point lead for Axtell. They've got the cushion to work with. The second free throw on the way, and that's good. So Lundeen gets one of two. That's his 20th point of the ball game. 66-57. 4 minutes to go into the front court. They'll get it to Erickson. He drives the baseline, throws it up too strong. Got his own rebound, forced it up. It's blocked in there by Marcus Kring, and Axtell will come out of there with a basketball. Up by nine. Fischel backs his way into the post right side, hits the trailer. Kring lays it over the front of the rim and in. Axtell taking advantage of the overplayed defense by Silver Lake, which they needed to do. Now Monroe drives, throws it up and in, and count it with a foul. Monroe continues to impress. Here is a kid that can take anybody one-on-one. 7 in the quarter, 20 in the game to match Lundeen. And the foul's on Lundeen, his fourth. Blake Meyer will come in, and Skylar Erickson will check out. 68-59. Neither team can really get a stop. Axtell would get a stop. They finish this out. If Silver Lake gets a stop, they could maybe catch up a little bit. As the free throw is up and in, and it's 8 points. That's as close as Silver Lake has been here. 68-60. Axtell, 3:20 to go as Lundeen brings it into the front court. Gives it to Kring. One dribble, tries to force it inside. Got it to Nickel. The layup is good. Dangerous pass, but Nickel controlled it. And Axtell's got 70 points on the board. Monroe in the front court swings it over to Meyer. Meyer for three off the front of the iron. It won't go. Long rebound is tipped out to Jamison. Jamison looking, passes up the opportunity at a three. Gives it back over to Quentin Journey. To Monroe, a long three. Got it. Siler Monroe buries another three. 70-63, a seven-point game, 2:45 to go. Lundin with it into the corner. They go to Fischel. So the Wildcats made the big comeback on Thursday. Now they need to preserve their lead as Crane comes in. Might have walked, got it down low to Maxwell, stuck in the paint, gets it to Lundin. Into the paint, back to Fischel. Tough one-hander, good. Boy, they're making them all. August Fischel just his second bucket of the ball game. But it gets the lead back to nine. 2:20 to go. 72-63. Quentin Journey up top. They'll go to Erickson. Now Quentin decides to drive on Nickel, who has four fouls. Throws it over to Meyer. Has it partially blocked. Got it back. Partially blocked. Has to kick it out because they're too tall. Now Erickson comes in. He missed the layup. And the rebound brought down by Cody Nickel. Two swats in there that time. Kring had one of them. And I think it was Fischel on the other as the ball's deflected out of bounds. And comes back over to me. So I'll have to assist and throw that one back in. 72-63. And great, great work down there by the Wildcats. Because Silver Lakes just kept coming at them, and they haven't allowed them to catch up. Inbound to Lundin. Into the paint they go to Maxwell. He'll turn and score. At some point, you would have thought Axtell would have taken the air out of the ball, but they're not comfortable with their free throw shooting, so they just keep attacking, and now the lead is back to 11. Monroe just can't get free official, so kicks it over on the wing to Journey. Tight man-to-man, just looking for any kind of a shot. They don't need threes. They just need open looks. Right side, Skylar Erickson drives, and the finger roll is good. The teardrops over the top of the taller Axtell defenders. 74-65. It's a good thing this is not a Friday-Saturday doubleheader, and the ball slips out of the hands of Lundin and out of bounds. That's the first turnover of the fourth quarter for Axtell. Don't forget the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up. 74-65. Axtell with the lead. We have a minute five to go. Siler Monroe fadeaway 12. He hits another one. Timeout, Silver Lake. Can they even get the bench to breathe? 1:01 remains in the contest. Monroe with 13 in the quarter, 26 in the game. Your score is Axtell 74, Silver Lake 67. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Basketball action continuing here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A couple of boys scores in on this Monday night. Or Tuesday night, excuse me. Arcadia Loop City over Ansley Litchfield 39-28. Medicine Valley beat Arapaho 53-25. Full court press, and as soon as it gets in, a foul will be called here on Silver Lake. And that will send Colton Maxwell to the line. And Axtell's going to have to hit some free throws, folks. In their first two games, they are 12 of 35. Tonight, way better. Way better. The fourth foul called on Quentin Journey. And at the line, Colton Maxwell to shoot a 1-1 with 1 minute to go. And the free throw is up and good. Maxwell is actually 4 of 4 at the line. He's got 8 points. And Axtell is 8 of 9 in the quarter and 13 out of 15 in the game. Second free throw now for Maxwell. on the way. That is short, but the ball comes out long, and he got his own rebound. He barely hit the rim, which made for a weird bounce. Took it away from the inside post players, and a foul will be called. It looks like it's Cody Nichols' turn to go to the line. The foul on Skylar Erickson is his second. That is the 10th foul, so we go to the two-shot bonus. Nichols' first trip to the line. He has 12 points. Nichols is 2 of 4 at the line on the young season. And the lefty puts the first one up, and it is short, no good. 75-67, Axtell with 57 seconds remaining. In the girls' game tonight, Silver Lake, 50-45. Second free throw up, and Nichols rolls in. So Cody gets 1 of 2, 5 and a quarter, 13 in the game. 76-67, some pressure in the backcourt. Monroe, they're just watching him. Throws it up to Erickson. Has to chase it down. And a foul call. That is the one thing you don't want. Oh, no, a timeout. Boy, Lundeen just whacked the arm that time of Cherney Erickson, but it was after the timeout. And it will leave Silver Lake with just one timeout remaining. 50 seconds to go, 76-67. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be right back.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. A custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
50 seconds remains of the ball game. 76-67. Axtell leads Silver Lake. Silver Lake has the ball in the front court. To throw it in will be Skylar Erickson. Gets it to Sawyer Monroe, and he'll put it up no good. Siler couldn't get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds. And it is last touch by Axtell. So Siler, they've got two or three guys on him. It's almost impossible for him to get a shot. They could get a layup in a couple other spots. And the inbounds pass deflected away by Lundeen. They'll try it again. But it looks like Axtell's going to hold on and get to 3-0. But this may be the best that they have played in the first three games for Silver Lake. Trying to get free here is Quinton Journey. Kicks it out over Jamison. Quick 15-footer. Got it. Dakota Jamison's making his shot. 7 and a quarter, 14 in the game, and a foul with 31 seconds to go. 76-69. The foul on Journey Erickson is his second. So Axtell, if this was the first two nights, Coach Klepper and the bunch would be extremely nervous. But they have knocked down their free throws here tonight. They are 9 of 12 in the fourth quarter, unofficially 14 of 18 for the game. And Adam Lundeen's back up there. He's got 20 points. And the first of two free throws is on the way and right through there. And it just takes a little bit more of that heart away when you see him falling through there. And the Mustangs know there's nothing they can do about it. Second free throw now for Lundeen. And he got them both. So they're hitting him down to stretch, 78-69. Inbounds pass goes to Journey Erickson at midcourt. Journey into the far corner. Open three on the way. Off the heel that time by Skylar Erickson. And then going high in the air, we got a collision. And a foul called. Just trying to make something happen there was Quinton Journey, and he has fouled out of the basketball game. Quinton, 2 points, 3 rebounds tonight for the Mustangs, but all hustle out there for everybody that played. 23 seconds to go, and Blake Meyer will check back in. A couple of free throws coming up for Axtell, but if they could just hit one of these, that would officially put the final nail in and make it a 10-point game. Cody Nichols will shoot 2. 1 of 2 at the line. First free throw is no good. I've got Silver Lake with one timeout remaining. They're going to have to hit 3 threes and hope for a over at the line here for the Wildcats. Second free throw by Cody Nichols. On the way, and it's good. That's a 10-point game. 79-69. Axtell should just play with their hands up right now so that they don't commit a foul. It doesn't matter if Silver Lake scores with 20 seconds to go. Not enough time for them to come back now unless Axtell gives them a reason. into Erickson. Turnaround jumper for three is no good by Journey. Put back no good by Meyer. Rebound brought down by Nickel. They're going to try and dribble it out if Silver Lake will allow them, and it looks like they will. So in an entertaining ball game tonight, we have 128 points put up on the board, or 48 points put on the board, excuse me. And the final score is Axtell 79 and Silver Lake 69. You don't see them played much like that anymore. Both teams shot the ball very well tonight. Axtell is 3-0. Silver Lake is 1-2, and we'll have all the numbers on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school basketball from Axtell, our doubleheader. Very entertaining tonight. It was definitely worth the Tuesday drive down. And it's time for our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's the final numbers for the Mustang boys. They had just the six players score tonight. Blake Meyer, 2 points, two rebounds. Journey Erickson, 15 points, seven rebounds. Dakota Jameson, 14 points, five rebounds. Corey Conway had a rebound. Skylar Erickson, 10 points, three rebounds. Quentin Journey, 2 points, three rebounds. And leading the way, Siler Monroe, 26 points, 10 rebounds, and one block shot. 15 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting 8 of 14 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 4 in the first half, 5 of 12 in the second half. And turnovers 6 in the first half, 4 in the second half. Silver Lake had 27 points at halftime. They score 42 in the second half. And the Mustangs finish with 69 points, 31 rebounds, 12 out of 23 at the free throw line, 6 of 16 from 3-point land, one block shot, and 10 turnovers. If Silver Lake plays anywhere close to this kind of offensive basketball the rest of the season, they're going to win a lot of ball games. But the matchup tonight with the height for Axtell just did not favor them. Silver Lake's now 1-2. They will travel to Fullerton, who's going to be very solid. We know how good a football team they were. That is on Friday. They host Red Cloud on Saturday. We'll look at the final numbers for Axtell right after this timeout.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And now let's take a look at the final numbers of the ball game for the Axtell Wildcats. They had seven different players get in the score column tonight, led by Adam Lundeen. A game high or team high, 22 points tonight for Lundeen. He had five rebounds, 19 of those points in the second half for Lundeen. Cody Nickel, 14 points, five rebounds, and two block shots. Parker Siss, 6 points, six rebounds. Marcus Krang, 18 points, nine rebounds, three blocks. August Fischel, 5 points and a block shot. Colton Maxwell, 8 points, four rebounds. And Sturgis Hansen, 6 points, but he had 10 rebounds to lead the way for Axtell tonight. He also had one blocked shot. 21 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 4 in the first half, and load him up, 13 of 18 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in each half. Axtell, 35 points at halftime and put up 44 in the second half. They finish with 79 points, 39 rebounds, 17 out of 22 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from three-point land, 6 block shots, 8 turnovers, and Axtell remains undefeated, 3-0 after a 79-69 win over Silver Lake. And the Wildcats will be back in action later this week when they travel to Overton on Friday and to Amherst a week from Friday before hosting their own holiday tournament, and that is on the 22nd and 23rd here at Axtell. And we're joined now by the head coach, Andy Klepper. And, Coach, that was entertaining basketball. Everybody seemed to be making some shots. I'm sure you have some things that you want to work on, but it was a fun game to watch tonight.
I'm sure it was fun for the crowd, but not so much for our defensive average. So, you know, we definitely, like you said, have some room for improvement, especially on the defensive end. But, you know, I told the guys it doesn't matter how you win them as long as you're up at the end. Definitely withstood another outstanding performance, and we've seen two of them now. So the first night, Brendan Axman went off for 30 on us, and Wood Monroe ended up
26
with 26. Tonight. He's a very tough player. I feel bad for August Fischel because I put him on both of those guys, and he's working his tail off, but he just those guys are hitting tough shots.
And then as the second half started to wear down, your defense was making them dribble drive. They did a little of that in the first half, but they were hitting some floaters, some teardrops up there. Those are awful tough to defend, some of those shots. It's tough to make those consistently.
Yeah, you know, we try to use our size to the best of our ability. So, I mean, part of that was our size, but, you know, I'm still disappointed that they were even able to catch it in the paint so often. And, you know, obviously a paint shot's going to be a higher percentage than an outside shot. So we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to guard Monroe. And obviously it helps him out as far as his teammates, makes it a little easier on them. So they got some wide open looks, some layups, which normally we wouldn't give up, but we had to really respect Monroe. So other guys were trying to help, and they got lost on their own guy. So that happens. So we need to figure out how to guard these top-tier players, hopefully, before next Friday.
Well, we'll take a look at the seed to success here in the second half, which is brought to us by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed professional. Adam Lundeen just decided, I'm going to be more aggressive here in the second half. 3 points in the first half on a three-pointer. He likes that top of the key, whether it's a three or just from the free-throw line, but he just took it to the rack. Was something said at halftime, or did something change that allowed him or made him go off the way he did?
Well, you know, anytime he's shooting the most shots for us, we feel very confident in that. He's probably our best pure offensive player, best shooter probably. Most teams, you know, I'm sure he shows up on their scouting report. Very good player. I did tell him at halftime, kind of right before we got started, he needed to score a little bit more, take a few more shots. But I told him that before the game too, so apparently he listened to me about half the time.
Let's talk about the free throw shooting, because obviously night and day from last week.
Yeah, we tried a different drill in practice this time. I had a little penalty for missed shots, and they seemed to pick it up a little bit as far as focus. So I might have to try that again the next couple days of practice here.
Let's talk about you got another game later this week, Overton. They have been a consistent power in the conference, one of the state tournament representatives, state finalists last year. Obviously, new coach, different look to the team this year as far as the players, a couple of the same, but what do you expect in Friday?
Well, like you said, a couple of the same. They have very good starting experience with those two, and they're probably two of the better players in the whole conference. So the other guys don't have a whole lot of varsity experience, so hopefully we can rattle them a little bit. But you saw tonight, you only need one, two good players, and the other guys, it makes it a lot easier on them. So We really got to improve our defense. You know, Creighton Ryan, I saw his stats earlier, looked like a video game, 20 points and 10 rebounds and 5 steals, and he's all over the place. And then Caleb Eklund is one of the better probably forwards in the game. I'm sure he brings up the ball a little bit for them. But those two guys are tall, athletic. They can, all of them can go off at any time. So we really are hoping to pick up our defense a little bit. But at the same time, we feel confident if we have to outscore them, we'll do that too.
Last second here with Annie Klepper, head coach at Axtell. Then you'll have Amherst, so two of the top teams in the conference coming into this year. Then your holiday tournament, which is a little unique. You're going to squeeze it in before the Christmas moratorium. Who's in it this year, and how does that look?
It's Arcadia Loup City. We start out with them the first night, and then on the other side, it's going to be Blue Hill versus Meridian. The girls, you know, start up about 5. It is a school day for us. I think some schools might be done by then, but I'm actually kind of looking forward to it because we don't have that 5-day break, come back and play a game that day.
Yep.
Or, you know, the same day you can come back. So I'm kind of excited. We have that game Friday versus Amherst, and then we play Monday, Tuesday. So hopefully we're not too rusty by the time Monday rolls around.
I'll guarantee you one thing. The final score of the Axtell Arcadia Loup City game will not be 79-69.
I would probably agree with that.
Annie, happy holidays. We'll see you throughout the year. Nice win tonight.
All right, thanks.
That's Annie Klepper, head coach at Axtell. We'll take a final break and finish it up after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Take a quick look at a handful of other scores that have filtered in here from around the state. Not a lot of boys games, obviously, are in at this time. As we did say, Arcadia Loup City, though, beat Ansley Litchfield tonight 39-28. Ton of girls games going on tonight, and we'll give you a few of those. Ansley Litchfield beat Arcadia Loup City 49-32. Arapahoe over Southwest. Bertrand beat Elwood. Cambridge over Southern Valley 46-40. Central City knocked off Centura 41-37. Elm Creek over Alma 44-24. Giltner beat McCool Junction. Hampton beat Osceola. Heartland over Harvard in overtime 35-29. Minden, no problem with Lexington, 58-19 tonight in girls basketball action. And Sutton over High Plains, 51-17. Our next basketball action Thursday here on Classic Hits. St. Paul is at Wood River. Get underway at 6 on ESPN 1460. The Kearney Catholic girls will host Adams Central on Friday and Saturday. We've got Kearney High basketball on ESPN. They'll be at Lincoln High Friday, host Millard South Saturday. Here on Classic Hits Friday, it's Elwood at Pleasanton. Saturday, the Amherst-O'Neill wrestling duel from the Devaney Center in Lincoln, which is at 4, just ahead of the Huskers, taking on Wisconsin. And next Tuesday, Kearney Catholic is at Ravenna, starting at 6. Girls game here tonight. It was Silver Lake in a back-and-forth battle, 50-45 over Axtell. Both teams are 2-1. Sydney Scupa, 14. Sydney Parr, 13. And Jocelyn Grable, 12. They all had 8 or more rebounds. And Axtell got 12 each from Hannah Kring and Season Melima, 11 from Reagan Miller. That's going to wrap things up. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final score, Axtell 79 and Silver Lake 69. For producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.